if I could turn the volume off of the movie of my life and just see the person moving, what are they doing? And then I can close my eyes and feel how I feel in their presence. It doesn't necessarily mean that the person's good, bad. It isn't always a judgment of the other person. It's an indication of how I feel in that moment. Good morning, New York. Good morning, world. Good morning, spirit world. Good morning to my dead grandmother. Hey, y'all. This is Leela, a musical podcast and radio show for sensitive dreamers, finding out, discovering, living into what it means to make your dreams come true. And I promise every week you get some version of bad singing, questionable astrology, and heartfelt monologues. As for me, I'm Lalita, your hostess with the mostest. Let's jump in. Question today I have for you and for myself and for the world. What are you paying attention to? What are you paying attention to? Are you scrolling on social media? Are you listening to my angelic voice wondering, how can I get a date with this benevolent woman being person? Bet you are, bet you are, bet you are, kids. Are you paying attention to all the noise in your head that tells you you're not good enough? Are you paying attention to all the hate, the discrimination, which really comes from both sides, from all sides, that aren't really sides? I think that's one of the most confusing pieces, that we think we're doing the right thing when we stand up and we say, I'm on the side of liberty, which means if you're not this, if you don't walk like this, quack like this, duck like this, then you're not on my side because they're the enemy. And that feels right in the moment when it's said, because it feels justified. Feels like, of course, because these people are the ones that are doing these horrendous, atrocious acts. But what I can say with certainty is that life is like a circle. And I'm not borrowing it from Lion King. The circle of life. No, that's not what I'm borrowing from. I promise you the songs are going to get better. The voice is going to get better. Just stick with it, kids. Stick with it. Not borrowing from Lion King. Circle of life. A teacher of mine, Thich Nhat Hanh, frequently draws circles, paints them. Because here's what I can say is true from experience and what I just know deep in my heart is extremists on any side are frequently looking at each other saying there's this huge gap between us. We're so different. We're so different. And we're separate. But the thing is, any people in politics, it's frequently shown as a line, left, right. It's not a line. That's looking at a circle horizontally. But if you come up vertically, if you come up and look at it aerial-like, you'll see that that line is really just the edge of a circle. Because when those two sides turn around, when they're far on the extremes and they turn around, they're standing right next to each other. The things and the people that think they're so different, they're not. They're really, really, really not. And that's a hard pill to swallow for people who have experienced a great amount of suffering, a great amount of injustice. Much of us have. But for us to villainize another group of people is to act in the same way against those that we insist have crucified us. It's in our actions that we speak. I learned a long time ago, well, I wish it was actually longer than what it actually is, that I used to really believe what people said, and I'm still very keen on honesty and really to be close to me. And for me to be close to myself, honesty is very, very, very important. But a lot of people aren't even honest with themselves. So how is it that they can really be honest with others? It's kind of this conundrum, SAT word. Da-da-da. People aren't really honest with themselves, are they? They fear the things that they don't want to know because then they'd have to act. Or they'd have to acknowledge the monkey, elephant, Tyrannosaurus Rex in the room. And that can be really confronting, can't it? But what I learned years ago through many relationships is that it doesn't much matter what you say, it matters what you do. But it doesn't much matter what you do, it matters how I feel around it. Not as a judgment, but as a barometer. And so I learned, at least in my own way of intuiting and my own way of moving in the world, if I could turn the volume off of the movie of my life and just see the person moving, what are they doing? And then I can close my eyes and feel how I feel in their presence. It doesn't necessarily mean that the person's good, bad. It isn't always a judgment of the other person. It's an indication of how I feel in that moment. Do I feel safe? Do I believe this? Does this feel good for who I truly am? I can experience those things and make decisions based off that without feeling a need to attack, villainize, or put into a villain box the other things. Because here's the thing about putting things in boxes. The second we put it in a box, we think it's separate than us, which is probably the first error. Because if we're on the circle, even if we're on opposite sides, I might be in Asia, you could be in the US. We're still connected, aren't we? It's like the blood family you can't get away from. That's me, mom. Oh, maybe you don't like your mom. That's okay. That is completely okay. And yet you're still connected. You can't change that you came from her, can you? There are things that we just cannot change. Facts. But those facts don't need to dictate our life. The thing about putting things in boxes is that if you put it in a box, you kind of have to care for it, don't you? And then when we put the thing in the box, we tend to want to guard it. And then we want to let people know it's in the box. And then it's like, do we need fire-eating dragons to protect the thing? Do we need police? Do we need this? Do we need that? Because the whole thing is that we didn't feel safe for it to wander around on its own. So then we take responsibility for controlling it. We can't really control others. So the very effort, while well-intended, actually puts more pressure on ourselves when in the first place we never felt good about the thing that was wandering around to begin with. I think it was Abraham Lincoln, in reference to slavery, that this is a, I believe it was a wolf. The quote is something, the wolf, we have basically a contained wolf, and it is neither safe to keep it contained nor is it safe to release. When we see dichotomy and we try to make decisions based on duality, it's easy, even as I say this, to argue that and to hear me say words like slavery and say, and go down these rabbit holes of what those words have meant and the pain within each of them. Words are portals, words are doors. And if you sink deeper into what I'm saying, you can also see that there's the element of the wolf itself. Wolf itself actually, ironically enough, represents freedom, pack, loyalty. Qualities that are very, very, very important to friendship and kinship and understanding who we are in, to quote the Lion King, the fabric of life. I don't look at the sides, but I look at the wolf. I don't need to dichotomize, split in two, and villainize another side, because what I villainize in someone else is inherently not self-caring for me. I can't carry hate for another and vindiction for another and not carry it for myself. I can't carry guns that I would wish in words or deeds to point to someone else and not also inherently be shooting myself in the foot. That's not how this works. We don't get to set wildfires and hope that they don't burn our homes, only that of our enemies, because we share those same homes. The world is quite literally on fire right now, ladies and gentlemen. Metaphorically, metaphysically, and literally. And if you think that you can control those flames, representative of anger, hurt, pain, and transformation, then we are mistaken. What are you paying attention to? It is very easy to pay attention to the things that are the loudest, but in today's episode, I encourage you to turn the volume off of the world, and then bravely, when you feel good enough, to also close your eyes and see how you feel in the midst of these things. Because it matters least of all what someone says, it matters more what they do. And I would encourage you, it matters how you feel in those circumstances. Not because you can then go and say, I feel like this and I need the entire world to change. The world might do very well to change, but it puts you in a position of wandering around the world, yelling at people, hoping that they'll hear you to change. Versus finding that safety and that place of serenity within you. What are you paying attention to? If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you need to stand up and pay attention. Beautifully sung from Sister Act, I believe, too. I'm singing because singing brings me joy. I don't much care what you think about it. And I think that you might listen to this because there's other things in addition to the angelic voice and beautiful accents. If you can learn to come from your heart, you can learn to find true safety. You're not going to find the safety you seek in building arms, whether they are metallic arms, whether they are arms of words. It is through peace that we find home, and home begins within. Thank you so much. If you like this, like it, share it with people that you feel could use the boost, comment below. And more than anything, if you haven't noticed yet, I'm connecting with people over text. So It's a more intimate way to connect. I find social media to be really kind of a deranged place in a lot of ways. Texting, it's a small intimate community, and I send out lovely notes each day, poetry, ideas, prompts and insights to help you return home. So you'll see the number in my bio here on Instagram and in other places. It's 917-something-8988. And I really appreciate you, and I hope that you have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day again like this. And for the full show, weekly episodes on Lila Radio, on the Lila Show, I like the Lila Show more than Lila Radio, actually. You can tune in, link in bio, and subscribe, and do all the things. Follow me, follow me, follow me. Thank you, and have a beautiful day. Ciao.